Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. All praise, all glory, all honor belong to only one, and that is the true and living Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, the King of the universe, the Savior and the Redeemer of the whole earth. Let everything that have breath praise Yahweh, the creator of all, by saying hallelujah. It is my pleasure to be on the broadcast, the true word. You notice I said the true word, not the false word, but the true word of Yahweh. My name is Moray Elkanah ben Israel. I'm the spiritual leader and teacher of the House of Israel of Atlanta. It is a blessing today to be on the broadcast. For today, my people, we're going to be speaking of a great subject today. This great subject is we're going to be speaking of our seasonal holy feast days. We're going to be speaking of a holy day that we just passed. We just celebrated, just 2 days ago, or may I say, that's right, 2 days ago, we celebrated the Feast of Trumpets because it was the first day of the seventh month in the eyes of the true and living Elohim. Yesterday, we celebrated the Sabbath of Yahweh. Because every 7 days, we were to have a holy convocation unto the Almighty Yahweh. And today, this is the second day of the month. So we got a few more days before this coming next Sabbath, which is the ninth of the month. Which means we will be celebrating starting in the evening time. We'll be fasting for the Day of Atonement. What a blessing. Back-to-back Sabbaths. Back-to-back days that we honor the true and living Elohim. So it's very important that we get busy and get right to this broadcast because right now, time is important. And it seems like a lot of us don't know how to tell time in the eyes of Yahweh. And the Almighty already fashioned, when he fashioned the heavens, he fashioned how we were to count his time so that we can make his appointments on time. Now, in order for us to see this great feast day, we're going to go to the scriptures. We're just going to go right to it. are going to waste no time, and we're going to go to the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. This is where the Creator records on record his holy feast days, meaning his set feasts. His set feasts. And that's what we praise the Almighty, that he gave us set feasts for reasons. And I thank him for these reasons, because without knowing his set feasts, we would not know when to come and worship the Almighty. So what we're going to do is we're going to go over a feast day that we just celebrated 2 days ago and why we celebrated it then. And it's in the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. And I'm blessed today because I have a brother, a fellow beloved brother with me today that's going to be reading for me. He's like a son to me. His name is Eliah ben Israel. And we're going together to go over these scriptures to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that the true and living Elohim has recorded his words of when we're to worship him in his laws and how we're to worship him. And we're going to start, my beloved brother is going to start reading at the 23rd verse of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter.
And Yahweh spake all these words, or spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, and holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein, but ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Appreciate that, my beloved brother. What a blessing. Yahweh gave us a holy feast day, and I hate that we hadn't been on in a couple of weeks live, because I wanted you to know that the Feast of Trumpets has already passed. The Feast of Trumpets of the true and living Elohim was 2 days ago, after we saw the new light on the day prior, which means on what man called the FRI day. This was the first day of the seventh month of this year, which means we're now embarking upon a whole new season called winter, where we were to gather in our crops. You can see it's a change. You can see the sun where it was showing and going down further in the north, now is going further south, because that's what the Almighty did when he made lights. He made those lights for signs, for seasons, for days, and for years. So it's very important that we understand how the true and living Elohim has given us the way in order for us to know his appointments, his set fixed times that he has fixed from the very beginning of time. Now, in the Feast of Trumpets, it says, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, you shall have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets. So in other words, then he said, in holy convocation. So this is a holy Sabbath, meaning this is a holy day that Yahweh has made for us, that we would never, ever forget him and never forget what this represents. And what does the Feast of Blowing of Trumpets represent? Well, in order for us to see it, all we have to do is go to the law. And this is what the law says in the book of Numbers, the 10th chapter. Numbers, the 10th chapter. And in Numbers, the 10th chapter, we're going to find out what the Almighty commanded to be made in representation for us to remember what the meaning is for us to celebrate the Feast of Trumpets. Many of our people have never been introduced to their proper way of life that Yahweh gave us. Why we are to meet on the seventh day or the first day of the seventh month. Why? What the Almighty is about to show us right now. We're going to read in Numbers, the 10th chapter, starting at the first verse.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, make thee two trumpets of silver, a whole piece shalt thou make them, that thou mayest use them for the calling of the assembly, for the journey of the camps, and when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to thee at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And if they blow but with one trumpet, then the princes which are heads of the thousands of Israel shall gather themselves unto thee. When ye blow an alarm, then the camps that lie on the east part shall go forward. When ye blow an alarm the second time, then the camps that lie on the south shall take their journey. They shall blow an alarm for their journeys, but when the congregation is to be gathered together, ye shall blow, but ye shall not sound an alarm. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow with the trumpets, and they shall be to you for an ordinance forever throughout your generations. And if ye go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresseth you, then ye shall blow an alarm with the trumpets, and ye shall be remembered before Yahweh your Elohim, and ye shall be saved from your enemies. Also, in the day of your gladness, and in your solemn days, and in your beginning of your months, ye shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings, and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial before your Elohim. I am Yahweh, your Elohim.
Hallelujah. What a blessing. What a blessing to find out why the Almighty had the sons of Aaron to blow the trumpets. He told them to make two trumpets of silver. And look what you're reading. You're reading about a heritage that the so-called African-American and all black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of this earth, you're reading something right now that is unprecedented. And how is it unprecedented? The Almighty has gave us trumpets to be blown by the sons of Aaron at certain points of times. And it was when we were to assemble and the calling of the camps. And even in captivity, no matter where we were, there were times that we had to assemble ourselves. And this is what the word of Yahweh says concerning these assemblies. He said, you notice this, he said in the seventh verse, but when the congregation is to be gathered together, you shall blow, but you shall not sound an alarm. This is when the congregations are to be gathered together. Praise Yah. Now, we find when the congregations are to be gathered together, the true and living Elohim lets us know something that we need to zero in on. And this is what it says. It says, and if you go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresseth you, then you shall blow an alarm with the trumpets, and you shall be remembered before Yahweh, your Elohim, and you shall be saved from your enemies. So this was one of the reasons that Yahweh had us to blow the trumpets. Now, there were other things that he gave to us. For instance, he said in the fourth verse, but if they blow with one trumpet, then the princes which are heads of the thousands of Israel shall gather themselves together unto thee. When you blow an alarm, then the camps that lie on the east parts shall go forward. So in other words,
when our camps were to move, these trumpets were blown. When we went to war before our enemies, these trumpets were blown so that we could be remembered before Yahweh. Wow. No wonder we're in the conditions we're in today. We have not considered the things the Creator has given us so that we could be remembered by Yahweh himself. And this day, the Feast of Trumpets, which was 2 days ago, which there's a reason why it was 2 days ago, because it was determined by the thing the Creator set up in the heavens that we would know when to come to our appointments. And that's the lights. And he told us in the 10th verse, also in the day of your gladness and in your solemn days, that means in your appointed times and in the beginnings of your months, you shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, that they may be to you for memorial before Yahweh your Elohim, for I am Yahweh your Elohim. So we blew these trumpets during the beginning of our months. We blew these trumpets in our days of gladness. We blew these trumpets when we had our set times and feasts. We blew these trumpets when we would make burnt offerings and sacrifices to the Most High. Now, you believe that Yahweh would have wanted us to forget that? Never. So that's why right now you're seeing in his law that the Almighty, the Holy One of Israel, is telling us the meaning of why he wanted this to be remembered forever. Let's go back to Leviticus 23. Leviticus 23. And see furthermore what the Almighty has said. And he told us that we were to do no servile work. Now you do study on servile work. Servile work means work of any kind. And the only things that we would have done on this Sabbath, because Yahweh also has different types of Shabbats, different Sabbaths. Some Sabbaths are what is called Sabbath of Sabbaths. That means it's complete rest. No work shall be done, period, at all. Now, you have some Sabbaths that you might could have done something, like during the Feast of Tabernacles, where on the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles, on the 15th day, we were commanded to make booths. We were commanded to make tabernacles to remember what Yah did for us when he brought us out of Egypt. And this is furthermore what the Creator lets us know, so that we can remember we were to come to always keep this a holy day where we would not work on our jobs or our businesses, but we would come on the first day of the seventh month to remember the things that the Creator did when the trumpets were blown by the sons of Aaron. And guess what? We don't need trumpets to keep this law. We don't need to be proclaiming we're the sons of Aaron when we don't know who we are, just to keep the law. Because Yahweh told us, beyond the priest blowing the trumpets, he never gave a stipulation to where this would to be kept. So we don't add, nor we take away. He never told us it had to be kept only in Jerusalem or only in the land of Israel. And that's very appropriate and wise, because the moon can be seen anywhere. The moon was given for all flesh under the heavens, not to be worshipped, but the Almighty gave distinct ordinances for the lights that he created. Now, furthermore, we're going to go down to one of the greatest holy days that we have, being the children of Israel. And of course, who is the children of Israel? It's none other than the so-called African Americans, all black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of this earth. You are the chosen people of the true and living Elohim. And these are the statutes and the feast days holy to Yahweh that he gave to us that we were to keep in its seasons. And that simply means in its appointed times. Furthermore, I'm going to have my beloved brother Elijah to read starting at the 26th verse of the same chapter, Leviticus 23.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, also, on the 10th day of this seventh month, there shall be a day of atonement. It shall be a holy convocation unto you, and ye shall afflict your souls, and offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. And ye shall do no work in that same day, for it is a day of atonement, to make an atonement for you before Yahweh your Elohim. For whatsoever so it be that shall not be afflicted in that same day, he shall be cut off from among his people. And whatsoever so it be that do any work in that same day, that same soul will I destroy from among his people. Ye shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest. And ye shall afflict your souls in the ninth day of the month at even. From even unto even shall ye celebrate your Sabbath.
Hallelujah. From evening unto evening shall you celebrate your what? Your Sabbath. So this was a holy day to the Most High. This was a day the Creator gave for us to have our sins forgiven once in a year. Now, this day, my people, this day will occur starting on the next Sabbath, which is the fourth of the month. This day will start at evening time, at dusk. That means we would not eat, nor drink anything, nor taste anything, because the Almighty is commanding us to afflict our souls. Yahweh wanted us to do this to atone for our sins. Now, isn't that something? I thought that years ago, I thought that Christ was the only way that we could get our sins forgiven, that we could atone for our sins. But it looks like the Almighty has given us something once in a year that we could have all our sins forgiven. We would have never, if our fathers had brought this down to their children, and they did not. And Yahweh lets us know that they didn't. And Yahweh lets us know this is the proper way that they were to receive his commandments. For instance, the Creator of heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, gave us statutes and judgments, precepts, testimonies, and ordinances, that if we kept them, he said that our children would be blessed. Our descendants will be blessed. But guess what? We were cut off. And the reason why we were cut off is because we didn't want to keep the laws. We didn't want to serve Yahweh alone. But we wanted to be like all the nations. We wanted to worship their gods. We wanted to participate in their religious festivals. And here it is. We're reading about two of the most important festivals known to man. These are the most important. Just think, you get salvation through keeping the Day of Atonement. And my people, there's only one day of atonement each year. It's not 2 days. It's not 3 days. So you got to get it right. Now, how do we get it right? Yahweh has let us know from the very beginning of time. Let's go to Genesis 1 and see what thus said Yahweh. Genesis, the first chapter. I'm going to have my beloved brother to start reading at the 14th verse so that we can see the word of Yahweh that he gave to his servants. This that he's about to read, y'all, is so important that our life hangs in the balances of these ordinances, never changing and never departing from the Almighty. Because if they depart, so are we going to depart. And I have to show you that in the scriptures. And the Almighty is perfect. So that means from the beginning, when he first made the heavens and the earth, he had already established how we were to count things. Now, we know later on, he gave our people as a nation, because our people didn't truly know Yahweh, didn't truly know his commandments. So when he brought us from the influence of the Egyptians, Yahweh knew he could teach us his laws and his commandments. And he told us in Exodus 12, he told us in the first and second verse that this month shall be the beginning of months unto you. And he means the month of Abib, the month of the green ears of grain. So in other words, as time went on, just like today, our people don't know how to even tell time in the eyes of Yahweh. Our people have been brainwashed to believe that calendars on our walls denote the various dates of Yahweh, which they don't. Any Israelite that knows Yahweh knows that the calendars that we have from heathens, these calendars, they represent their own philosophies. And even in the count of their months, it shows it. Like, for instance, the first 6 months of the year is named after false gods. Then the seventh month is named after Julius Caesar, you know, July. The eighth month is named after a man named Augustus, you know, August. The last 4 months, September, October, November, December, these are Roman numerals. And they're not even in sync with the number it represents. For instance, September comes in what the calendar has as the ninth month, but September is a Greek word for seven. October is a Greek word that represents an octagon, which is eight sides. November represents nine. And December, decimal, represents 10. But guess what? It's attached to the 12th month. My people, we have been so brainwashed because we, instead of us looking up in the sky of the lights of the Most High, we've been looking everywhere else to the ways of heathens. Because heathens gave us calendars, but Yahweh gave us lights to determine our times. For instance, I'm going to have my brother to read something in the 14th verse of Genesis 1.
And Elohim said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs, and for seasons, and for days, and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth." And it was so. And Elohim made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And Elohim set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And Elohim saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day.
Thank you, my beloved brother. Hallelujah. These are the standards of the true and living Elohim. These standards can never be broken. These standards were created on the day after he made the earth. For my people, there was no place called earth until the third day of creation. There was no heaven in the first day till the second day. That's when he made the heavens. And on the third day, he also made vegetation, which means he made all the green herbs, herb-yielding seeds after their kind. And in the fourth day, he made these lights. So in other words, we could determine our seasons, our times, our days, and our years. And we had days prior to before we had these things denoted in the lights. We had days. Obviously, 3 days passed by. But we find that there was not any place called earth until the third day of creation. And after the third day, once he made earth, as he called it in verse 10, because he told us an Elohim called the dry land earth, and the gathering of the waters called he seas. And Elohim saw it was good. And you get down to the 12th verse, the latter part says, or the 13th verse, and it says, in the evening and the morning were the first day, or the third day, excuse me. It was the third day. So we didn't even have an earth to the third day. And in the fourth day, the Almighty made light. And this is what he said. Just like he told us in the third verse of Genesis 1, he said, and Elohim said, let there be light. So the Almighty is great. The Almighty is awesome. There's nothing too hard for him. And the Almighty said the same thing about these lights. He said, let there be lights in the 14th verse of the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. Because he had already made the light and called it day, and made darkness and called it night. And then he said, after that, he made lights to what? To be as like a time of light barometer when day will end. What did he create? He created the sun. So therefore, the sun is like a barometer. That's why you don't see the sun at night, because the sun was created to be a light by day. And the moon and the stars were to create it to be a dominant light by night. That means in their seasons, in their appointed times, they will dominate. Their lights dominate. That's what it means when he said one of the ordinances is, in the 18th verse, and to rule over the day, that's the sun, the greater light, and rule over the night, that's the moon. And you notice, he didn't even say sun and moon in these verses. No need to say sun and moon, because Yahweh was making a point. He wanted us to concentrate that he gave us light, illumination. That's why it's more light in the summer than in the winter. That's why a day is longer in the summer than in the winter, because you have more light in the summer than you do in the winter seasons. And Yahweh told us, let them be for signs, seasons, days, and years. My people, if you do study and research in Hebrew of let them be, you look up that word let, see what you get. You're going to get that when these things were created, they weren't just a mere copula. meaning they weren't just an accessory to something else that had already been made. But these things were distinctly, expressingly, with high motions, made by Yahweh. When you see the beautiful full moon, Yahweh ain't putting that moon up there just to, for you to be able to say, oh, look, that's a beautiful full moon. That's a nice light. Ooh-wee, that's nice. Okay, maybe I can take my fiance out. We can just sit under the moonlight. No. Yahweh gave us lights for reasons. One of them is for seasons and for signs and for days and years. He wouldn't have said that if he didn't mean that. That's what he purposed them for. He said, let them be. That means let them be indicators for these things, for signs, for seasons, for days and years. Yes, we had days, but Yahweh gave us a light, another light beyond the light of day. He gave us light to be a barometer of time in order for us to know what time it is in his eyes. My people, if you're not acknowledging these great lights, did you know you don't even know what time it is? You don't even know what date it is. You would never be able to make his appointments like the Feast of Trumpets, the 7 month. You know what you'd be doing? You'd be thinking when he say the first day of the 7 month, you thinking he talking about the 1st of July, the 7 month on a heathen calendar. And the Day of Atonement, you'd be thinking that he's talking about the 10th day of July. But he's not talking about that. Because Yahweh gave us laws and commandments to denote when a year starts, when a month begins, and ends. And guess what? We had to meet during those times. For instance, look what the Creator said in the book of Numbers, in the laws of Yahweh. Numbers, the 28th chapter. Numbers, the 28th chapter. And we're going to be opening our phone lines up at approximately 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All you have to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. But in the meantime, I'm going to have my beloved brother to read in the book of the law of Numbers, the 28th chapter, to see the order of what Yahweh did when he made the offerings and had them to be done the way he had commanded them to be. So, and this is what he said. And we'll get right to what thus said Yahweh in verse 1. Numbers 28, verse 1.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, command the children of Israel, and say unto them, my offering and my bread offering for my sacrifices made by fire, for a sweet savour unto me, shall ye observe to offer unto me in their due season. And thou shalt say unto them, this is the offering made by fire which ye shall offer unto Yahweh, 2 lambs of the first year without spot day by day, for a continual burnt offering. 1 lamb shalt thou offer in the morning, and the other lamb shalt thou offer at even, and a tenth part of an ephah of flour for a meat offering mingled with the fourth part of a hin of beaten oil. It is a continual burnt offering which was ordained in the Mount Sinai for a sweet savour, a sacrifice made by fire unto Yahweh.
Hallelujah. So in other words, Yahweh is speaking of the daily burnt offering. And this entails 2 times in a day. The first offering was made in the morning. Because a lot of people are confused about even when a day begins. Well, right here, he letting you know that the first offering, when it says the one lamb in the fourth verse shall be offered in the morning, the word one lamb means the first one. They were to be offered day by day, according to the third verse. And then he said, and the other lamb shall thou offer at even. Well, guess what? That comes from the Hebrew word second. The number two offering is the evening offering. Now, if evening precedes morning, then the evening offering would be the first offering. But you notice the evening offering was the second. Letting you know the order of things. Yahweh made day, and even though it says in the evening and the morning were the first day for the 6 days of creation, all the Almighty was letting us know is that that's all you had. You had morning and evening, or evening and morning. But evening is not the proper order of the beginning of a day, but rather it is the morning time when the light begins. Do we understand? See, praise Yahweh that he gave us these lights, because we wouldn't be able to put time in context without them. Somebody would ask us, well, Morey Elkanah, which one come first, evening or morning? Well, according to the true and living Elohim, in order for you to have day, you got to have light. So in other words, when the light begins, what starts first, morning or evening? Evening represents the Hebrew word erev, which means dusky or covered, meaning growing dark. It's kind of dark. But the word morning means boker, which means the break of light. And the light in the morning time, it grows lighter. It illuminates. So once we begin to understand the order of things, we can begin to understand, praise Yahweh, why he gave these lights, and the importance that these lights have to our salvation. You need to know, if you never heard. Some of you all may have heard, but many of our people don't know that our life hang in the balance of us knowing these ordinances, that they never were to depart, and we won't depart from the earth. And the order of things we just read from the daily burnt offerings. Now we're going to go to the Sabbath offering, starting at the ninth verse.
And on the Sabbath day, two lambs of the first year without spot, and two tenth deals of flour for a meat offering, mingled with oil, and the drink offering thereof. This is the burnt offering of every Sabbath, beside the continual burnt offering and his drink offering. And in the beginnings of your months, ye shall offer a burnt offering unto Yahweh, two young bullocks and one ram, seven lambs of the first year without spot, and three tenth deals of flour for a meat offering, mingled with oil for one bullock, and two tenth deals for a flour for a meat offering, mingled with oil for one ram, and a several tenth deal of flour mingled with oil for a meat offering unto one lamb, for a burnt offering of a sweet savour, a sacrifice made by fire unto Yahweh. And their drink offerings shall be half an hin of wine unto a bullock, and the third part of a hin unto a ram, and a fourth part of a hin unto a lamb. This is the burnt offering of every month throughout the months of the year.
Hallelujah. Isn't that something? Now, we just went over two occasions of extra times beyond the daily burnt offering in the morning and the evening. My brother just read about the Sabbath day offering, which is mentioned in the ninth verse, where he told us, and on the Sabbath day, two lambs of the first year without spot, or two deals of flour for a meat offering, mingle with oil and the drink offering thereof. This is the burnt offering of every Sabbath, beside the continual burnt offering and his drink offering. Praise Yahweh. So we gave a particular offering for the Sabbath day itself. Then in the 11th verse, from what my brother read, he read that we have an offering that's given for the beginning of our months. He said, and in the beginnings of your months. That means the beginning of your moons. The beginning. He said, you shall offer a burnt offering unto Yahweh. 2 young bullocks and 1 ram, 7 lambs of the first year without spot. Now you notice it says 2 young bullocks and 1 ram. And this was offered in the beginnings of your months. That means the first day of your months, we were to give an offering of 2 young bullocks, 1 ram, 7 lambs of the first year without spot, as well as what I'm about to read. And 3 10 deals of flour for a meat offering, mingled with oil for 1 bullock, and 2 10 deals of flour for a meat offering, mingled with oil for 1 ram. And 7 10 deal of flour mingled with oil for a meat offering unto 1 lamb, for a burnt offering of a sweet savor, a sacrifice made by fire to Yahweh. And their drink offering shall be 1/2 a hin of wine unto a bullock, and 1/3 part of an hin unto a ram, and 1/4 part of an hin unto a lamb. This is the burnt offering of every month throughout the months of the year. Hallelujah. Now I notice it says this is the burnt offering of every month. But when you go to the Hebrew, the word month means new moon. It goes to the Hebrew word, which means the new moon. This is the burnt offering of every new moon. So the new moons, which is the beginning of our months, and we know beyond the shadow of a doubt that all of our new moons have a date. And what date is that? It's always first day of the month. Let's remember that. The first day of the month is in complete harmony with the first day of the light of the moon. They're in harmony. Now, how do I know that? Think about it. Further, I'm going to have my brother to read chapter Numbers, the 29th chapter, starting at the first verse, because it's going to talk about the feast day we just celebrated 2 days ago, called the Feast of Trumpets. We celebrated it on the FRI day just this past couple of days ago, which was the 26th of what is called September. This is what it reads in the first verse of Numbers, the 29th chapter.
And in the 7th month, on the first day of the month, ye shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work. It is a Sabbath. It is the day of blowing the trumpets unto you. And ye shall offer a burnt offering for a sweet savour unto Yahweh. 1 young bullock, 1 ram, and 7 lambs of the first year without spot. And their meat offering shall be of flour mingled with oil, 3 10th deals for a bullock, and 2 10th deals for a ram, and 1 10th deal for 1 lamb throughout the 7 lambs. And 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering to make an atonement for you, beside the burnt offerings of the month, and his meat offering, and the daily burnt offering, and his meat offering, and their drink offerings according to their manner for a sweet savour, a sacrifice made by fire unto Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. My goodness. This entails from verses 1 through 6 All these offerings were offered the same day. That's right. All these offerings were offered the same day. That's why it says, and in the seventh month, on the first day of the new moon, because that's what this word translates into when it says of the month. It translates into the first day of the new moon. The root word of new moon means to renew, to rebuild. Now, understand, when you renew something, you're renewing it from its beginning because now it's been what? Renewed, right? Just like you have a new baby. A baby ain't born 2 days old, 3 days old. A baby, when it's born, that's its first day. If it's born in the evening time, guess what? It's not even a whole day old until the next day. It's not a whole day old till it have went through a whole day. So if it was born in the evening, and the next day would be, that baby would be 1 year old. If that baby was born at night, that baby haven't even saw daylight. So still, in order for that baby to be a day old, that baby would have had to have lived 1 day after that night. Then it could say it's a day old. And the moon, Yahweh was letting us know that the moon renews its light. The moon is complete. It's whole. At all times, it's whole. But guess what? The moon has separate daily light indicators which declare time to us. Now, in saying this, look what the Creator said. In the same day that you offered your offerings on the first day of the seventh month. What's the first day of the seventh month? The first day of the seventh month is the Feast of Trumpets, the memorial of blowing of trumpets. And the way we know this, because it says in the first verse of Numbers 29, you shall have an holy convocation, you shall do no servile work. It is a day of blowing the trumpets unto you. And, which means in addition to, you shall offer burnt offering for a sweet savour unto Yahweh. One lamb, one young bullock, one ram, and seven lambs of the first year without blemish. And their meat offering shall be of fine flour mingled with oil, 3 tenth deals for a bullock and 2 tenth deals for a ram, and 1 tenth deal for one lamb throughout the seven lambs, and 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering to make an atonement for you. Beside the burnt offering of the new moon, it says the burnt offering of the month in your scriptures, which means the word besides in the Hebrew here, you'll see it means in addition to. It means in addition to the burnt offering of the month, meaning the new moon, and his meat offering, and daily burnt offering, and his meat offering, and their drink offerings according unto their manner, for a sweet savor, a sacrifice made by fire unto Yahweh. Now, the new moon, or the burnt offering of the month, it has its own offerings. And we find out that in Numbers, the 28th chapter, in 11th verse, it says, in the beginning of your months, you shall offer a burnt offering unto Yahweh, 2 young bullocks and 1 ram, 7 lambs of the first year without spot. But when you look at the offering of the first day of the seventh month, we find it says, you shall offer a burnt offering for a sweet savor unto Yahweh, 1 young bullock and 1 ram. And 7 lambs of the first year without blemish. So what's the difference? The difference is the new moon offerings, you got to offer 2 young bullocks and 1 ram and 7 lambs. In the Feast of Trumpets offering on the first day of the seventh month, you offer only one young bullock and one ram and seven lambs of the first year without blemish. Because both of them have their own distinct offerings offered the same exact day, what does that let us know? If we offered the new moon offering the same day we offered the Feast of Trumpets offering, that means that all of the new moon offerings, all of them were offered on the first day of the month. All of them. All the new moon offerings are always offered on the first day of the month. That's a fact. All new moons and new months is the first day of the month. Because the reason why I'm saying this, my people, because you got a lot of different Jewish philosophies and heathenistic philosophies that are being taught to our people that you could keep a new first day of a month on the second day of the light of the moon, on the third day of the light of the moon, on the fourth day of the light of the moon, even on the last day prior to the first day. But Yahweh lets us know that all the new moons, their offerings was offered on the first or the beginnings of your month. For instance, look what Yahweh said as a testimony in 1 Samuel, the 20th chapter. 1 Samuel, the 20th chapter. Man, I'm so excited about this time because we just celebrated the Sabbath yesterday. We had a Sabbath before that on the FRI day, which was the Feast of Trumpets. And now we are embarking upon one of the greatest holy days that entails how we get our sins forgiven. If we come the right way, and we got to know how to come to Yahweh. We got to know how to come the right way to Yahweh. We need to know how to come. We got to come humble, and I'm going to go over that today. We got to come remorseful, and that we are going to change and take action for righteousness. And I'm going to show you that too. I promise you, I'm going to show you that before this broadcast. Over, I'm going to make it my business to show you what the Almighty is telling us to do. We got to come humble, broke down, and ready to change. Because that's what Yahweh's looking for. He's looking for us to make changes in our life so that he would have our sins forgiven. And of course, again, if you have any questions, we're going to open the phone lines up in just a few minutes. All you got to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. In the meantime, 1 Samuel, the 20th chapter, I would like for my beloved brother to start reading and this is when David was running from Saul for his life, and he met up with Jonathan, and this is what David said according to the third verse, and we're going to read verses 3-5.
And David swore moreover and said, "Thy father certainly know that I have found grace in thine eyes." And he said, "Let not Jonathan know this, lest he be grieved. But truly as Yahweh liveth, and as thy soul liveth, there is but a step between me and death." Then said Jonathan unto David, "Whatsoever thy soul desires, I will even do it for thee." And David said unto Jonathan, "Behold, tomorrow is the new moon, and I shall not fail to sit with the king at meat. But let me go, that I may hide myself in the field unto the third day at even."
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. So in other words, when David spoke to Saul, Jonathan, David let Jonathan know something that is profound in harmony with the ways of our fathers in righteousness on how they determine when the new moon was, when the new month was going to begin. And Yahweh always gave us lights for signs. See, Yahweh said he would do, it says in the book of Amos, the third chapter, it lets us know in the seventh verse, Yahweh Elohim will do nothing except he revealeth his secrets unto his servants, the prophets. And he, before he did anything, he would have told a prophet. He would have already let them know his way and what he was to do. And my people, Yahweh would have never left his word out to let his servants to know when he was going to do something. And Yahweh always gave us warnings and signs. All of the righteous kings knew to never go into battle unless you would have asked the man who wore the ephod, the man of Elohim. You would have asked him of Yahweh, should you go to battle, such as King David, such as Gideon, such as all the righteous who fear Yah. They knew before they make a move, they need to see what Yahweh has to say. And look what the Almighty has left on record. In the fifth verse of 1 Samuel 20, he said, and David said unto Jonathan, behold, the word behold means look, see, tomorrow is the new moon. And I should not fail to sit with the king at meat. That means at dinner or when we eat. Now remember that. He said tomorrow is the new moon. Now, we're going to find that when Yahweh's new months began, this was still the same day called the new moon. For instance, furthermore, we're going to read starting at verse 18. We're going to see, or maybe, excuse me, we're going to start at verse 24. And we're going to read starting at verse 24 to find out when did the new moon come, what date when it was recorded in Scripture when the new moon come. Could it have been the day prior to the first day of the month? Could it have been a day or two or three or four or five after? Let's see what day is the new moon.
And David hid himself in the field. And when the new moon was come, the king sat him down to eat meat. And the king sat upon his seat, as at other times, even upon a seat by the wall. And Jonathan arose, and Abner sat by Saul's side, and David's place was empty. Nevertheless, Saul spake not anything that day, for he thought something had befallen him. He is not clean. Surely he is not clean. And it came to pass on the morrow, which was the second day of the month, that David's place was empty. And Saul said unto Jonathan his son, wherefore cometh not the son of Jesse to meet, neither yesterday nor today?
So in other words, Yahweh said it came to pass on the morrow. The morrow means the next day, in the 27th verse, which was the second day of the month, that David's place was empty. Well, guess what? His place was empty as well on the first day of the month. And the first day of the month was called when the new moon had come. We notice, because from what my brother just read in the 24th verse, it says, so David himself hid himself in the field, and when the new moon was come, the king sat him down to eat meat. And the king sat upon his seat as at other times, even upon a seat by the wall. And Jonathan arose, and Abner sat by Saul's side, and David's place was empty. Nevertheless, Saul spoke not anything that day, for he thought something has befallen him. Something must have perhaps happened to David. He must not be clean. Surely he is not clean. And then it says in the 27th verse, it came to pass on the next day, which is on the morrow, which was the second day of the month, meaning the second day of the new moon. Going further than that, the second day of the new light. Because guess what? When Yahweh, from the foundation of creation, made the light, I noticed in Genesis, the first chapter, he didn't even put in his scriptures the words sun or moon. He just called them lights. Well, guess what? I'm going to call them what Yah calls them. He said, it came to pass on the morrow, which was the second day of the light. The second day of the light. Because guess what? He gave us lights for signs, for seasons, for days and years. David, he looked at the sign. He was able to see. Behold, the fifth verse, he said, behold, see, look with excitement or surprise. Tomorrow is the new light. Tomorrow is the new light. Tomorrow is the new month. Tomorrow is the new first day of the month, because that's what Yah calls in his time. As I mentioned, I praise the true and living Elohim that he has given us these times. I praise Yahweh that he has allowed us to even notice. Because if we didn't, we wouldn't even know what time it is. We wouldn't even know how to see when to make his appointments. Do you understand? My people, if I were to get amnesia and something happened to me, something happened to my mind, and I can't count. But you know one thing I can do? If I could see, I could look up in the sky and see what Yahweh has put out there to denote what time of day it is. I could see if the sun is still out, I know it's day. I can see by the time the moon shines, I'll know what date it is. Because that's what he gave us. He gave us lights. And those lights, Yahweh said, they utter speech. Let's go to Psalms 19 and see the things that they say. As Minister Taylor used to say years ago, oh, hallelujah. I praise the Almighty. Psalms 19. Look what Yahweh said, starting at the first verse.
The heavens declare the glory of Elohim, and the firmament show of his handiwork. Day unto day utter speech, and night unto night show of knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them have he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run his race. His going forth is from the end of heaven, and his circuit unto the end of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. The heavens declare the glory of Elohim. What glory? The heavens declare the glory. What did Moses ask for to see from Yah? What did Moses ask for? Did Moses ask to see the face of the Creator? No. Moses asked to see the glory of Yah. And let me tell you something, my people. Whether it's the light glory that proceeds from Yah's face, or whether it's the greatness of the illumination of his light, these things declare his glory. They declare his honor. Matter of fact, these things are going to be on the righteous. This great glory of Yahweh, the light that proceeds from his face, that's going to proceed on the righteous in the last days. These great lights. Yah said, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. The firmament is up in the sky. They show his handiwork. Now, take a look at this. Second verse. See if you've ever seen this before. Day unto day uttereth speech. What does the word speech mean? It means that they're communicating something. When you make speech, you talk and you're communicating. Well, guess what? It's a silent type of speech, according to our hearing. But believe you me, their presence speaks volumes. Their presence speaks high. You know, you don't hear an audible voice from the sun or the moon. But day unto day, night unto night, their voice, where there, he said, there is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Hallelujah. There ain't nowhere you can go in the world where you can't understand their speech, what they're saying to us. And my people, they living, the sun, moon, and stars is living just like you living to hear this program. They're living too. The sun, the moon, the stars, they give glory to the Almighty, just like we're supposed to give glory to him. He said in the second verse, day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. That means they're showing some knowledge. If you want the knowledge of how to know when to begin your month, Yahweh gave us light. If you want the knowledge to know when Yahweh starts his years, guess what? They began with light. See, once we see the green ears of grain, Yahweh proclaimed that we were to celebrate a whole new year. For instance, look what Yahweh told us when it comes to observation. We were not a people of calculation. We were a people of observation. And Yahweh gave us from observation to number days, Sabbaths of weeks, Sabbaths of years, and told us how to count. Look what he said in the fourth verse. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them has he set a tabernacle for the sun. Hallelujah. Because that's where we see it. Hallelujah. Furthermore, let's look and see furthermore what the true and living Elohim lets us know. Something that is so important to us in Jeremiah, the 31st chapter. Jeremiah, chapter 31. Jeremiah, the 31st chapter. We're going to start reading something, you all, that's quite important to the black man and woman of America. Because these things entails our life and the length of our days. Now, if we want to come to the Almighty in righteousness, then we're going to have to uphold the ordinances of Yahweh. And Yahweh gave us ordinances, and we're about to read these great ordinances starting at the 35th verse of Jeremiah, the 31st chapter.
Thus saith Yahweh, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon for and the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar. Yahweh of hosts is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, saith Yahweh, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. Thus saith Yahweh, if heaven above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all Israel for all that they have done, saith Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Our life. Why would the Almighty say in 36, if those ordinances depart from before me, saith Yahweh, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. You would ask yourself, wow, why would the Most High put a challenge to the heathens that if the ordinances depart from before him, he said he would do away with us? Think about it, my people. See, Yahweh, we were born to proclaim his glory. And I don't blame Yahweh. If we speak against these ordinances that he had ordained from the beginning of creation to the lights that he made for us to even know how to be at our appointed feast days. When it says for signs, seasons, days, and years, seasons means festivals. We would not even know when to keep our festivals unless the Almighty had not given us these great lights. There was a great man that walked the face of this earth, and I praise the mighty Yahweh that the man went all over the world. The man risked his life. This great man took time to pray to the Almighty, to show him how to give our people the basics and the essence of how we know what time it is. Well, let me tell you something, my people. Most of the people I know in my generation, they didn't even know when a day began. Less long a month than a year. Well, this great man, sleeping with his fathers now, his name is Moray Elisha Israel, the late great Moray Elisha. The man went around in his latter years and taught that Yahweh's, his way of seeing the times, his calendar, as he used to say, his calendar, is in the sky. If you're going to call it a calendar, it's in the sky. We didn't never need anything man-made, because that would have given glory to a man. Nowhere in the holy scriptures of the true and living Elohim do you see the word calendar in the book. I'm going to say that again. There's nowhere from Genesis to Malachi. Matter of fact, I've never seen it even in the New Testament. But I don't care nothing about the New Testament. I mainly care about the word of Yahweh, which is from Genesis to Malachi, because this is law. And in through Genesis to Malachi, It does not even use the word calendar, period. It doesn't even use a remote similar meaning of such a thing. And, of course, the scriptures let us know there's no new thing under the sun. So if we got a calendar, then guess what? We should be able to show the calendar in the book. We should at least be able to see the word of something tangible that we're supposed to have like the heathens got. Because all the nations got calendars. And I remember the Creator told us something very, very, very profound in Jeremiah, the 10th chapter. I want us to read this. In Jeremiah, the 10th chapter. We can't go wrong with this. Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, starting at the first verse. Look what it says.
Hear ye the word which Yahweh speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith Yahweh, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven. For the heathen are dismayed at them, for the customs of the people are vain. For one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen, with an axe. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers that it cannot move. They are upright as the palm tree, but speak not. They must needs be born because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil. Neither also is it in them to do good.
Hallelujah. Brother, you right on the money. From the word of the Most High. Yah said, hear ye the word which Yahweh speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. That's us. That's the so-called African Americans. That's all black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of the world. Yahweh told us, thus said Yahweh, learn not. That means don't learn the way of the heathen. That means of any nationality, whether it's white nation, Asian nations, black African nations, any of the nations, Arab nations, all of them got calendars. And you know, I just look at it like this. If truly we had a calendar, we should be able to see where a prophet had a calendar. It's about like if some of our people, they try to tell us, look here, I can show you Christ. I can show you his birth in Isaiah 9, where it says, a son shall be born. Son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder. I can show you Christ in Daniel 9, where it says, the Messiah, the Mashiach, shall be cut off. I can show you in Genesis, where Yahweh told us that I show you Christ because it says right there that you shall bruise his head and he's going to bruise your heel. I can show you Christ all through the book. Don't forget Isaiah chapter 53. He's right there. By his stripes we are healed. And then what do we do? We asked them, look, could you show me his name? Could you show me where Yahweh had a conversation with him at least? Could you show me one verse where it just talk about that this is my son? Despite the whole world believing that he died and they called him Yahshua or Yahawashah, all these other funny names. And you mean to tell me that they cannot even produce the name of someone that they're saying that our salvation is based on? Well, guess what? The same thing for a calendar. The word itself is not in the scriptures, from Genesis to Malachi, nowhere. Because the Almighty, he didn't give us a calendar. The Almighty, he gave us light. And he meant those lights to be for signs, seasons, days, and years. And these things can never be too often emphasized because our people truly don't know the ordinances of Yahweh. And Yahweh told us our life hinges on these ordinances never departing away from him. Furthermore, as we're closing, Jeremiah, the 33rd chapter, we're sticking with Jeremiah. Jeremiah, the 33rd chapter, we're going to read starting at the 19th verse.
And the word of Yahweh came unto Jeremiah, saying, thus saith Yahweh, if you can break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, and that there should not be day and night in their season, then may also my covenant be broken with David my servant, that he should not have a son to ring upon his throne, and with the Levites, the priests, my ministers, and the host of heaven cannot be measured or numbered, neither the sand of the sea measured, so will I multiply the seed of David my servant, and the Levites that minister unto me. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah, saying, considerest thou not what this people have spoken, saying, the two families which Yahweh have chosen, he have even cast them off? Thus they have despised my people, that they should be no more a nation before them? Thus saith Yahweh, if my covenant be not with day and night, and if I have not appointed their ordinances of heaven and earth, then will I cast away the seed of Yaakov and Dawi, my servant, so that I will not take any of his seed to be rulers over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For I will cause their captivity to return and have mercy on them.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Did you see that? Did you hear that? 25th verse says, thus said Yahweh, if my covenant be not with day and night, and, which means in addition to, if I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth, and that entails all the ordinances. So my people, going by the ordinances will let you know that the Day of Atonement is coming. This Sabbath, we're to start fasting the next coming Sabbath on the 4th of what is called October in the evening on the Sabbath day, and we're going to start fasting at evening to Sunday evening, meaning all of the evening. So we're going to go to dark. We're to fast. That means we're not to eat or drink, just as Nineveh did in the book of Jonah. The people of Nineveh did not eat or taste anything during the fast. And that's what Yahweh wanted us to do. And he wanted us to come to fast to change our ways and our doings and to take action in righteousness. And we praise Yahweh for all of those that were able to listen in today. Must I say, if you have any questions, you can call area code 404-579-7908. 404-579-7908. By the way, we have a great broadcast coming on called Open Up Your Vision. It comes on at 5:30, a half hour away from this time. Here's the call-in number for that, which my queen, Yanis, hosts. The host guest number is 347-826-7630. That's area code 347-826-7630. That's the number you call if you have any questions or comments for this broadcast. Now, on behalf of the entire House of Israel of Atlanta, I want, on behalf of myself, Maria Elkanah ben Israel, and
Eliah Israel,
we bid you love, peace, and hopefully we'll fellowship together. You can go on our website, www.houseofyisrael.org, every Sabbath, starting at between 11 and 11:30, we'll be getting started for our holy convocation for the Shabbat. Until then, may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise the true and living Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, the Most High Yahweh, the Creator of heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is. We say hallelujah.
Fantasy football fans, who doesn't love the excitement of picking your team? Well, get this. You can do that any week when you play in one-week fantasy football leagues at FanDuel.com. You play for real money, and winners get immediate cash payouts. Nothing beats the excitement of living out a whole season of fantasy football in just 1 week. And right now, you can get up to $200 free. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. Click the banner now or go to FanDuel.com, click the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and use promo code Blog Talk Radio. Hey, fantasy football fans, who doesn't love the excitement of picking your team? Well, get this. You can do that any week when you play in one-week fantasy football leagues at FanDuel.com. You play for real